I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
This is CJ Pearson, Uncensored.
We all pretty much here knew that Dr. Fauci wasn't the best person. He believes that he knows better than everyone. He even believes sometimes that he knows better than science. So not only did Fauci lie and people die, but Fauci lied and puppies die. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome to CJ Pearson Uncensored. So happy to be talking with you guys on today. So it has been, it's been a day, a good day, pretty good. I'm getting a little sick, which seems to happen always around this time. I have this thing where I get like sick once a year, and it's always at like the weirdest times of the year. So I never get sick during like flu season or like the times when everyone else is sick. It's either like right before or I get like a cold during the summer, and it's bizarre. Like, best immune system, like, thank God for that. But like beyond that, like, I literally just, I don't understand it. It's like, and when I'm sick, I'm such a baby about it, especially since I've gotten to college and I can't just like call my mom. She's not down the hall. She's 5 hours away. It's a little bit more complicated. So left to fend for myself, which has been quite the experience. Uber Eats, Panera has been my best friend. They have some really good chicken soup. This is not an ad, by the way, just a recommendation. Not as good as the soup back home, but I say it will make up for it, at least for now. At least for now. So I'll take it how I can get it. But no, other than that, you know, beyond that, things are going really, really well. About to reach the end of the semester here, or at least we're about to, like, really, I think I took my last test of the semester in one of my classes, so we are winding down. This semester has gone by super, super fast, and wow, think about it, it's weird. Like, I'm literally, like, halfway done with college, and it seems like just yesterday I was just starting it, so life is by no means slowing down whatsoever. But besides being sick, there are some things to be happy about, especially being a native Georgia boy. The Atlanta Braves. And you, if you're from Georgia, you know how crazy this is. But I think anyone who even follows baseball even a little bit knows how crazy this is. The Atlanta Braves are going to the World Series. The World Series. Holy cow, the Atlanta Braves. Now, I'm actually making the trip to Atlanta this weekend for the game. I'm super excited about that. It's one of those things that when it happens, you like have to go. Like, as a Georgian, like, you just have to go. And so hopefully I'll be able to get a ticket. I'm holding out hope for that. Doesn't seem to be guaranteed at all. I think I tried to go buy a ticket earlier today, and I was like number 2,000 in line. So that wasn't, you know, ideal, but you know, where there's a will, there's a way, and there's tons of a will over here, so God will make a way. But the funny thing about this entire Braves thing, I'm as a Georgian, like I said, I'm so excited that we've reached this point that we're going to the World Series, and hopefully we can bring it home. Even though the Atlanta sports curse is very, very real, like 28-3 Falcons real, right? But I am a believer. I'm going to be an optimist about this. And, you know, I'm just trying to hold out hope. I'm holding out hope. Keeping my prayers. Y'all pray too. Everybody, let's just join in. But beyond that, what I'm excited about, and I tweeted this earlier today, I was like, isn't it just so ironic that the MLB literally tried to cancel the state of Georgia? Tried to boycott the state of Georgia by moving the All-Star game because we decided to secure the integrity of our elections. We decided that we actually believe that it should be easy to vote and hard to cheat. And so they said, well, no, this is racist, this is white supremacy, this is the new Jim Crow, the MLB refuses to be associated with this, blah, 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 this and that. And so we're moving the game to Colorado. Lily White, Colorado. So we are fighting for black people, guys. This is the argument they were making. We are fighting for black people. We're fighting for people of color by saying no to Georgia and moving the game from the blackest city in America, ran by black Democrats, by the way, to Colorado, because that is woke. But now, Lord behold, the Atlanta Braves have made it to the biggest stage of them all, the World Series, and you can't move this game, Mr. Commissioner. You can't move this game, all the woke athletes in MLB. You can't move this one. You know, part of me thinks this is really poetic justice. Because, you know, people talk about the political implications of the decision that the MLB made, and those were bad. The reasons that they presented were terrible. They were wrong. We all know that. I'm just preaching to the choir when we talk about that. But we can also talk about the economic implications that decision made, affecting tons of businesses throughout Atlanta, which, again, by the way, black-owned business predominantly, and just people who poised to benefit in the range of millions of dollars who didn't get any of that because the MLB decided to curve to the outrage mob and folks like Stacey Abrams. Like, people, regular people, everyday people got hurt because the MLB decided to be a gaggle of cowards. But here we are. And I couldn't be more hyped. I couldn't be more excited. I've got to say, karma is real. And karma may just be a Republican, based on the way things are looking. I don't know. Y'all tell me. But beyond that, guys, I'm excited. I'm excited to get to Atlanta this weekend. I'm excited to watch the faces of all the liberals who are just so dearly upset that they can't steal this one from us. But, yeah. Go Braves. Go Braves. Keep chopping. Right after the break, we're going to go on to some of the big headlines from today. And Monday, never a slow news day. Never a slow news day. We'll be right here, right after the break.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome back, guys, to CJ Pearson Uncensored. So we all pretty much here knew that Dr. Fauci wasn't the best person, you know? And we knew that, though, because he was a liar. He has lied to us time and again throughout this entire pandemic. He is a control freak seeking to control the lives of millions of people of whom he's never met. He is self-righteous. He believes that he alone should dictate how we live our lives, how we operate, how our economy functions, how people go back to work, how people learn, how people congregate with their families, how people celebrate their holidays, how people worship their God. He believes that he is somehow an emperor, an unelected king, a monarch. He believes that he knows better than everyone. And he even believes sometimes that he knows better than science. Because apparently to him, you know, when we first started hearing from him, science told us that we shouldn't be wearing masks, right? And then science told us that, you know, this pandemic was going to end in a matter of weeks. But a year and some change later, here we are still, right? But for all the bad that we knew about Dr. Fauci, we knew that he was a liar. We know that he's corrupt. We know that he is just, again, a control freak. I didn't know that he hated dogs, right? And if I would have known that to begin with, every other thing just would have made a lot more sense. You know, fresh out, we're hearing reports that a lab funded by Dr. Fauci or in relation to Dr. Fauci's work literally used beagles as test subjects in a foreign country because that doesn't fly in America because, I don't know, it's not humane or ethical or right. Like, not even like any of that. It's just like, it's not right. But anyways, so they funded this test where they would put beagles. They would tie them down or restrain them, and they would put only their head in a cage, where they would then allow for these flies, these hungry flies, to eat the beagles alive in the name of so-called science. So not only did Fauci lie and people die, but Fauci lied and puppies died. Puppies. You know, people often say, you know, show me the way you treat an animal and I'll show you the way you'll treat people. And so, again, I've got to say, none of this comes as really a surprise to me. Dr. Fauci showed us a long time ago the type of person who he is, but I think, as I just said, we would have known the type of person he was a lot sooner if we had known all this puppy nonsense that was going on. Like, I'm actually disgusted. And, you know, the thing about it, and it's so interesting, and people are like, you know, well, I want to see him arrested for this. You know, yeah, hell yeah, lock him up for this, but lock him up for the people that his lies cost the lives of, too. This pandemic, you know, people talk about the people that died from COVID. You know, in this pandemic, people talk about the folks that died from COVID, but they don't talk about the people that committed suicide because of the social isolation that was perpetuated by the lies of Dr. Fauci that prevented them from literally congregating with the people that they loved, going to see their grandmother, going to see their parents, going to see their siblings. His lies cost lives. You know, I'm going to pull up the article about this lab, because the details are just insane. Wow. Let's see here. Guys, and by the way, this report is from PETA, right? When Dr. Fauci has lost PETA, like, holy shit. So here's their summary. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director Dr. Anthony Fauci has come under public attack over torment funded by his agency. This is President Joe Biden's chance to change. It's never been clear that Fauci's next boss would be pro-modern science and anti-animal testing. So it goes on to say, Fauci's reported experiments on dogs are just the tip of the iceberg. At NIH, the rot runs deep, but paid it. Blah, blah, blah. All right, we're not going to endorse that. I'm just trying to read the information here. So, really what the big part of this is all about is that this happened in a foreign country, of course, because of the looser requirements they have on the treatment of animals. This is taxpayer-funded research funded by you and I. And I've got to say, you know, a few things have really made me more disgusting than this, because it's just like, how does this even happen? And the details are even worse. So basically, this was funded by a $1.68 million grant where 48 beagle puppies, where their vocal cords were taken out so the scientists couldn't hear their cries or their barks. They were then drugged, killed, and dissected. $2 million to kill 44 beagle puppies. Their voice boxes taken out, drugged, and left to be eaten alive by a bunch of insects. Wow. funded by you and I. You and I. Show me how you treat animals, and I'll show you how they'll treat a person. I'll see you guys after the break.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi guys, welcome back. So this may seem like a very distant thing in you guys' memory, but you probably remember it because I remember it, and it was such a big deal when it happened because the media just wouldn't let it go. You remember that time when the media like lost their mind when Donald Trump referred to like these African countries as shithole countries? You know, the thing about that is that the reason I wasn't too bad about that, because number one, a little bit of that is true. There are definitely some places in Africa you just don't want to go. Certainly the places I'm in no rush to go to, but also because there are plenty of shithole places here in America that people don't talk about enough. All conveniently enough, ran by Democrats. Places like Chicago, Flint, Michigan, the list really does go on. Ferguson, all these places were all ran by Democrats. And now Chicago, even though they have a crime problem, a gang problem, a drug problem, and all of these things, instead of actually addressing that issue, they've instead decided to throw money at an entirely different issue that for some reason they believe is related. Moving towards a guaranteed basic income using, guess what, COVID relief money, because this is also related to COVID relief. They're planning on giving $500 per month to households all across the city of Chicago. 5,000 low-income households have been chosen for this. So basically, Mary Lori Lightfoot, God bless her soul, proposed this move, and this is reporting from, let me get some credit here, the Washington Post, proposed this program, which is going to cost more than $31 million. And for the record, it's only a one-year program because it's, you know, funded by COVID relief money that will eventually, you know, run out. Isn't going to last forever because, well, I don't know. COVID may last forever if Dr. Fauci and Joe Biden get their way, considering that they haven't really figured out how to win an election without COVID. Because without COVID, you know, there's not really any need for mail-in ballots or, you know, any of those shenanigans. So we'll see how they manage to win a free and fair election after this entire facade of a pandemic is gone. But the point really being here is that I really am going to tell you this. I don't think the gangbangers are going to stop shooting little kids in the heads on the street of Chicago because they have $500 in their pocket a month. I don't think they're going to stop dealing drugs in the city of Chicago because they have $500 in their pocket every month. And the reality of it is that if the mayor of Chicago actually went into the communities that are most inflicted by the violence that are occurring under her watch, I think she would find that to be the case herself, that people would rather be safe, people would rather have comfort in letting their child go out and play than be giving hush money, essentially. Hey, here's some money so that you can go ahead and, you know, and just be placated a little bit. Like, I just, it's nauseating because the left does this all the time. You know, you have valid complaints. Oh, I don't feel safe. You know, I don't feel comfortable raising a family here. I'm tired of the gangs. I'm tired of the criminals. I'm tired of all of that. And they say, well, you know, those sound like real problems. Here's $500. Here's extra food stamps. Here's extra this. Solutions that have nothing to do with the problem that you're talking about. But obviously you accept the help because you're going through a lot. Maybe that $500 is the thing that means you not paying rent or you being able to, or you letting your child go on that field trip that you wouldn't otherwise be afford. So you forget the fact of the crime, and you forget the fact of every other thing that's going wrong, the corruption, all of this, because that $500 is what you need right then, right now and then, right then and there. And so, like, it's sickening, because it literally just preys on people's dependency upon a system that does not give a damn about them. Really? Like, this is literally a one-year program. They're going to hail it as revolutionary, historic, all of this stuff, and they're going to use it just to simply get votes. A year from now, there's no guarantee that it will still even be in practice. But it would have gotten Mary Lori Lightfoot reelected. Crime won't change. The kids getting gunned down the streets of Chicago won't change. Poverty won't change. But Mary Lori Lightfoot, well, she may very well have earned her seat in the mayor's house simply by taking the easy way out, by being a political coward. Instead of confronting the scoundrels that run her city, because let's not pretend as if she does, she instead decided to bribe her people instead of serve them. She instead decided that she was going to offer them a little carrot, not even a full carrot, a little niblet, just so that they would be quiet and shut up. She knows exactly what she's doing, and that's why it's disgusting. And the reason I'm even talking about this story in Chicago, because it's representative of the opinions and the perspectives and the way in which liberals all across this country operate. It's what they do in Atlanta. It's what they do in Chicago. It's what they do in places like Flint. Or in Flint, you know, people like to talk about the water crisis that happened there, but people never really talk about the fact Flint was a city ran by Democrats. The mayor was a Democrat. City council were Democrats. The city runs the water. These were appointed, those department heads were appointed by a Democrat city council. But yet they want to blame Rick Snyder, who was a former governor of Michigan, because he was Republican, because it was easy. They wanted to say Rick Snyder didn't care about black folks. Well, it seems as if the black liberals that were elected in Flint didn't care about black folks either. So how does those things add up? How do we get there, right? And why do we keep reelecting these people? They haven't earned our votes. They haven't earned our respect. All they do is lie, steal, cheat, and prey upon us because of the color of our skin. They think we are their property. They think we are their slaves. And I don't know about some of y'all, but my forefathers fought too damn hard to be free for me to continue to put chains around my own damn wrist. And that's that. I don't need $500 a month extra. I'm good. Keep your money, is what I'd say if I lived in Chicago, and go clean up our city. That's what the people want. That's what the people deserve. And that's that. Period. Well, guys, wow, time flies. I will see you guys tomorrow, bright and early, right here on CJ Pearson Uncensored. You can download us. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We're right there. Be sure to rate and subscribe and share this episode of this podcast. And I will see you guys tomorrow right here on CJ Pearson Uncensored. Hey guys, CJ Pearson here. Join us right here on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts for the same hard-hitting truth, because we'll never stop fighting for you right here on CJ Pearson Uncensored.
CJ Pearson Uncensored, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.